we're having a little issue, a little technical glitch with the Comrex, and Ramona was giving me the airplane signal in the time, and I was so involved in talking to you that I didn't see her. Do I have you, Coach? Coach? Speak to me, Ramona.
He's not there now. I have to get him back.
Okay. All right. hey, that's sometimes the nature of live radio. No, it wasn't Ramona's fault. Just to be clear, all you people are writing me, it's Ramona's fault. No,
it's not my fault. He's online too. I got him back.
Okay. Coach?
I'm here.
I apologize, Coach. We had a little technical difficulty. I'm glad you hung through it. You know, I was asking you about Virginia and what happened to Virginia and what has happened to Virginia. And obviously, Tony Bennett had to face some difficult questions, and he did so with class after that surprising loss. You know, and I wondered whether you felt that he needed to go back and reexamine some things that he does. Does Virginia need to do anything differently in the tournament than they do in the regular season? Do they get a luxury of hand-checking in the ACC that they don't get in the tournament? Is that part of it? And or is it just unfortunate, and is Loyola sort of a small school version of Virginia, and their success is proof positive that the Virginia way could work in the tournament?
Yeah, first thing, I wouldn't tell Tony Bennett how to coach his team. He does plenty good without any help from any folks. He may have had a bad night. I think people, you know, haven't made enough of, you know, the injury. I think when you lose a really good player and it happens so quickly, right, there's real no chance for adjustment. I mean, there's a day or two. We dealt with it with Dante. Sometimes it works. Sometimes you can fake it. You know, when pressure hits, though, that's when you're going to struggle. And it's kind of like what happened to us at Virginia. We were fine for the first half. I think we were down 27-23 and maybe even scored the first basket of the second half. And then, you know, all of a sudden, we lost momentum. Things were going against us. The crowd going crazy at Virginia, and they just blasted us. And I haven't watched the game, so I can't comment on what happened. I don't know why it got away from them. You know, I am going to watch it though at some point in the off season and try to learn from it. But I think too much is made on it. I just think the power of the 3-point shot right now, and momentum, confidence, and then pressure. I mean, there's no doubt I'm assuming that the Virginia kids felt pressure, because all of us would in that situation, not to be the first team to lose. And they may have come out of character a little bit. But I think his way of coaching are tried and true. And I would look for those guys to be extremely dangerous and motivated next year.
How about Loyola? Have you had a chance with your team playing to see Loyola at all?
You know what? I really did not get a chance to see them. You know, I know they had the big win and then lost the next game. I didn't see any of the next game. And as you know, I like to watch as much as I can. But I didn't get a chance to see their team. I know they make a lot of threes.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, and obviously now Loyola Chicago makes the Final Four, and they're going to have a chance to go up against Michigan. And they're a team that is almost playing a Hoosier style of basketball. They're a pack line team as well, but they're so technically sound in everything they do. That guy's done a brilliant job.
Yeah, what I've seen, what I saw the other night when I saw a little bit of their Kansas State game was, you got a five man, a big, strong five man who can really pass, and passing is an elite skill for big guys.
And has good footwork.
And so that puts pressure on you. And then obviously the other four guys can really all dribble, pass, and shoot.
Yep.
And they're experienced. They're used to winning. I don't think people realize Missouri Valley, really, really good league. Porter's obviously a very good coach. I've known Porter a long time. And they're just playing with so much confidence. Again, it comes back to like when your team is in a good place, kind of like ours got there for a little while, you're going to play at the high end of your talent. and when your confidence is high. And I think that's what they're doing. They're just, there's no pressure. There's no real pressure in any of the games. And every team that they're playing is feeling pressure to win because they're, especially the high majors. You know, and they've been a little fortunate. Miami didn't have Brown in the first game. Kansas State doesn't have Dean Wade playing. Like, you know, that, nobody wants to talk about those things, but that's two of the better players at Miami and Kansas State. And that's not to take anything away from Loyola because they're playing unbelievable. But, you know, those are things that happen in a tournament setting that give you an advantage. And they certainly have taken advantage of it. It's going to be interesting to watch with Mo Wagner how, you know, Loyola adjusts to that, because their big kid could have some challenges guarding him away from the basket. And that's obviously the major advantage, three-point shooting and even his ability to put it on the ground a little bit that Michigan has over most teams they play.
You know, the thing with Loyola, though, defensively, they have a lot of like bodies, so they can free-squirt a lot of that Michigan action, can't they?
They can try. It's going to be interesting to see if they play the big kid. They can't do that.
Yeah.
Now, they try to down ball screens and keep their big guy kind of around the free throw line and just send everything, you know, to the big guy. But, you know, most guys don't have a pick and pop five that's going to get away quite as quickly. Like, even though Mark can do it for us, he doesn't have the speed that like Wagner does. Wagner does it unbelievably quickly and has a quick release. So I can't imagine they're just going to let him shoot. It's going to be interesting to see how they play the ball screen. They usually try to just keep their big guy low and keep everything funneled to him, but that's not as easy to do when Wagner's out there playing the way he plays.
What do you think about the other game, the Kansas-Villanova game?
You know, it should be an unbelievable game. I knew the Duke game. Somebody had texted me before, and, you know, who did I think would win? I said it'll be close. It'll go right to the wire, Duke and Kansas. And, you know, I think some of it is Kansas needs to shoot well. Like, if Kansas has a bad shooting game, it could be a problem just because of they don't, you know, I don't know if the big guy can score enough the other way, like, to really beat you. But they have so many guys shooting it well that they don't have any bad shooting games. They haven't had any for a while. Haven't had many for a while. They were better defensively than I thought they would be.
Yeah.
Kansas was. And I think that's where Villanova's pretty good. Villanova's, you know, has better players than people realize. They have more pros than people realize, bigger bodies than people realize. And obviously, you know, both teams have kind of been on the stage. So I would look for it to be a very, very good game. It may depend on what guard play. Brunson and Graham play better.
You know, and I thought Kansas did a really good job of attacking the Duke zone. Obviously, they have a lot of perimeter answers, so that helped their cause. But I thought they did a good job of that, and there's no way Duke could come out and guard them, whereas Villanova is obviously not going to zone them. So maybe that'll be a little more of a challenge. I think, obviously, it looks like it's going to be a great game. Coach, let me ask you one more thing. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the NIT at all. Probably haven't had time to, but obviously they're going through some experimental rules once again. I just wonder what you think of these experimental rules. They widen the lane from 12 to 16 feet, which is the NBA width. They increase the three-point length to 22.175, which is the FIBA length. Any thoughts on those changes?
Yeah, I think all that's coming. I think it's just a matter of time before we get to all those rules. To try to make the game as, you know, symmetrical as it can be in certain ways, we don't need to be at the NBA three-point line. I do think there's going to be people, you know, I can't remember. I read a stat the other day where maybe it's like teams are shooting 37% of their shots are threes now, and they're wondering when it's going to be 40. The number just keeps going up.
It
used to be like 18% when the three-point line was introduced. And so pretty soon and because that's what kids are doing now is growing up shooting threes. And so you even have all big guys shooting threes, and they're going to want to move the line back to, so it's not just everybody shooting threes. And obviously there's been a difference, you know, right. I think it's 20 inches maybe, is the difference, in certain spots in the FIBA rule or the FIBA 3-point line. And in the NIT, the numbers have come down. You know, people aren't making quite as many. And so and that's an adjustment period that kids will eventually adjust to that line. But I think that's happening. I think the widening of the lane will happen as well to continue to help with freedom of movement. There really aren't as many big players posting up and scoring in the basket area as much as there used to be, whether it's NBA or college. In fact, I've been talking to Eli about that, you know, today a little bit. Like, you got to continue to work to, you know, improve your shooting so you can do more things, because you're only going to score about three or four baskets a game around the basket. You're really, unless it's an offensive rebound or it's a transition fast break run out, but you're not going to make a lot of post moves in games anymore. It's just, it's too hard. They let the defense hold and push you in the back. So guys don't do it very much in the NBA. They get away from it. They don't even shoot those kinds of shots. They don't want to shoot those kinds of shots. And so, those rules are coming our way sooner rather than later.
How about the other one? The only one that I didn't care for, the others, I'm in agreement with you that it's coming our way regardless. But the only one I didn't care for is, I don't know that I like the 20 seconds after an offensive rebound on the shot clock.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, just to get more possessions, to try to make the game at the end of a game when somebody gets a big rebound, instead of just being able to pull it out and you have to foul them to be able to maybe just guard them and create a few more possessions. That's the idea behind it. It's probably okay because you don't need to
you don't have to bring it up the court
to get it across half court. Yeah, you've already got it across the play. And so that's the, you know, the idea behind it. I think it's probably a good one. I'm still struggling a little bit when we play with the NIT rules a year ago, that the quarters, that's still one that's, for whatever reason, just, it's, there's some, you know, I don't know.
Is that, you
know,
just you being a traditionalist?
Start the fouls over to get to the bonus. I don't know. That's just a, I don't know that with that one. I kind of having a hard time still adjusting to that one.
So is that you being a traditionalist? So you're not, you think
probably,
so you want to keep it in halves. I mean, you know, it's one thing
so far,
that's
right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that, because look, that's, it's also been a part of this game forever. It doesn't really require changing. Does
it? Yeah. It's funny though, in high school, you know, even in elementary school, middle school, you grew up with
quarters,
6 and 8 minute quarters when you're a little kid. Then you go to college and play 20 minutes and you just kind of get used to it. And the TV timeouts at 16, 12, 8, and 4, and, you know, bonus at 7. And, you know, and one of the things, we try not to foul. So we really try to earn that bonus situation advantage. And you can, it starts over in the second quarter. And so I don't know. It's one I'd have to get a little more used to.
Hey, Coach, again, thank you so much for spending the time with us, and congratulations to you and your kids on just an incredible journey, incredible year. I know how much here everyone appreciates it, and look forward to more of the same in the future.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate everything all year, except for this last deal where you told me we're going to finish second now. I appreciate everything until that.
Hey, I may bump that to first if Tony Bennett doesn't get this figured out.
Yeah, you never know. Why not? Let's shoot big, man.
That's
dream
right.
Big.
I'll see you, Coach. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Walt
Thank
Tipton, y'all. Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Two of our favorite words are good food. Two more are J. Peters. J. Peters is known for good food for any taste. From appetizers to dessert and signature drinks, there is something for everyone. Salads, mouthwatering burgers, steaks, ribs, prime rib, and seafood. And for a finishing touch, warm apple cobbler. Are you hungry yet? No matter what you order on the menu, you'll discover amazing flavors and great portions. With locations in downtown Anderson, Exit 19, and Livonia, be sure to find the one close to you. Big food, good friends, and great times. Jay Peters.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Monster Energy Carolina Rebellion is back, May 4th through the 6th. The biggest festival in the Carolinas returns. Monster Energy Carolina Rebellion, Charlotte Motor Speedway, 3 days, 4 stages per day. The best rock festival on the East Coast. With Muse, Queens of the Stone Age, Alice in Chains, Godsmack, Five Finger Death Punch, Shinedown, Incubus, Stone Temple Pilots, and Billy Idol. Go to CarolinaRebellion.com to get your single day, weekend, camping, and hotel packages now. Muse, Queens of the Stone Age, Alice in Chains, Incubus, Godsmack, Five Finger Death Punch, Shinedown, Stone Sour, Billy Idol, and more. Monster Energy Carolina Rebellion. Join the Rebellion now.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Trane Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Trane system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
If you ever wanted to buy or build your dream home, now is a great time. Hi, I'm Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
And I'm John Foster with Ag South Farm Credit. We offer low fixed rate loans on land, farms, and home construction.
Whether you want to buy a home or just land, in town or in the country, Ag South has a program for you.
Call us at 864-226-8507.
That's 864-226-8507.
Equal House Lender, NMLS 480-519.
Road Rage with Walt Zetsula.
You have no idea how far I'm willing to go to acquire your cooperation.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Zetsula Road Rage, we're WCCB 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Hey, gracious, welcoming, effortlessly hospitable. Just a few ways we describe the Abernathy, Clemson's premier hotel. Whether you're in town for a spring golf getaway, a baseball weekend, or maybe a tour of the university, be sure you make your reservations with the Abernathy, Clemson's only boutique hotel with complimentary access to the university's world-class gym, their pet-friendly rooms, and their hospitality suite for your small reception, meeting, or get-together. And don't forget, Taps Cafe and Bar, named for the Clemson yearbook. Grab a quick bite before your golf outing or relax with friends over a nice glass of wine or a craft beer, and check with the front desk as they build their library of every Taps ever issued. Donate yours and save 15% on your food and beverage tab while staying with the Abernathy. In season, every season, just a block from the Rock, stay a night or two with the Abernathy, Clemson's premier hotel. Absolutely beautiful. Go and spend some time with those good people, and you will thank me later. Let me thank Coach Brownell for taking so much time to spend with us. Really appreciate it. It was a remarkable season. Again, I apologize for the technical glitch at the top of the hour. That was my fault. We had a a Comrex glitch, and Ramona was giving me the airplane signal for the time, and I was just so locked in my own world, I missed it. So, you know, look, in terms of that conversation, I think that, you know, I asked Coach about the three players and their possible return. I knew it was too early in that process and that they're just engaging in conversations regarding that. I would hope that the three return. I think that it is to their benefit to return. And I would not say that for any other reason. Now, again, I can't speak to their financial situations, but, you know, look, we've seen examples. You saw an example with a pretty renowned South Carolina player just a year ago who left too early. And you don't get drafted and you just disappear. Now, you may have some future in Europe or something of that sort, but I think all three players still have elements of their game that they need to continue to improve and work on. I think all three have improved and gotten better, but I think more improvement is necessary. So I would expect them to return, barring something that is unforeseen or unknowable to me. Let's put it that way. But we thank Coach Brunell for spending so much time with us. You know, he's a basketball guy. I asked him about some of these other matchups. I think the Loyola-Michigan matchup is going to be fascinating because both teams can really shoot the three. Obviously, in Wagner, Michigan has a live, active-bodied big man. Loyola has a talented, thick freshman post with great footwork. Every player for Loyola shoots 40% from three. They're a tough cover. And I think they can free switch a lot of what Michigan does from a screening standpoint, which might give them an advantage there. But make no mistake about it, Michigan is a massive upgrade in talent over the teams and ability, even coaching perhaps, than the teams Loyola has faced thus far in the tournament. Go ahead, Ramona. Give me Boxer John. John, how are you?
Fine, well, how about yourself?
Good, John. I appreciate you getting in, as always.
Yeah, man. I enjoyed the interview you just had with the coach there.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, I thought it was real enlightening. Well, by the way, what I was called in for...
By the way, you know what? John, let me just add this to what you just said. You know, I've said this before, and Coach Brunell knows this. He is a genuinely... nice guy. He's a tough guy. He coaches hard, but he's a nice guy. He's always been incredibly personable and kind to me. But again, if he couldn't coach, I wouldn't care if he was the Pope, you know, just to be clear. The man can coach and I believed in that. But it's always a great conversation because, you know, no one knows the game better. And I know he's a student of the game and you know, he's been a little busy to watch all these other teams and I didn't know whether he had a chance or not, but we got his feel on a number of different issues. And again, it's always an interesting conversation. Thank you.
Yeah, I think he comes across as a kind of a just matter-of-fact guy. I mean, he's not a snake oil salesman by any means. I mean, he comes across as the guy is easy to like.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And that's why I like that. Anyway, I want a couple of things. First of all, Walt, I wanted to tell you something. To give you a little warning there as you get a little older in life. If you have cataract surgery, you see your vision improve or unbelievably. But the one thing I want to warn you about, if you go in the bathroom the next morning and the shade and you flip on the light, I know what happened to me. I looked in the mirror. I said, who in the heck is that? And
I like that.
That's one of the funniest things I've ever heard. Thank you, John. I have that to look forward to in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, the other thing was you talking about football and the problems there is you know, people from, I just remember reading about it. I'm old, but not that old. Was back at the beginning of the last century, they outlawed football for several years.
Yeah.
Old Teddy Roosevelt did.
Yeah, and, that's exactly right.
Football, so
Yeah, because I've commented on that time period before, and it was because in part the number of deaths that had occurred that year, and it was the same type of conversation that was going on then, but there were a significant number of deaths that year, and I can't. I quoted the number before, but I don't remember it, and I don't feel comfortable trying to quote it now.
Yeah, and I'll tell you another thing, too. All those types of knee injuries and things like that, back then, they just didn't have the ability to repair those things.
Oh, that's right. From a football standpoint, think about guys like Gale Sayers and Dick Butkus. If we had had the technology today... If we had had the technology that we do today, there might, when people talk about the greatest runners that ever played, they might speak of Sayers first.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of them. You're right about that. He was really good. He really was.
Yep.
Well, Walt, I just wanted to call in comment on that. And like I said, I enjoyed the interview there, and you take it easy. I'll be talking to you, Ben.
Sounds good, John. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
That was pretty good. Texter says, Texter 617 says, went to meet the bus on Saturday. All the players and coach, very kind, shaking hands, taking pictures, etc. Class program. Yeah, you know, look, and they gave all they had. You know, sometimes when teams sort of enter into the NCAA tournament, depending on how they lose and the way they lose, they can be, you know, almost downtrodden. I mean, just out of it. I remember that feeling, not on that level, but, you know, and that's a part of it. But I think, I'm not sure that the Clemson players felt quite that way. I mean, I think they were disappointed, sure, and I don't think that they necessarily felt that they played their best, but they gave everything they had. They gave everything they had, and they lost in a close game to a really good team, and they had a chance. Again, there were two or three plays there, as we discussed, that had they gone the other way, Clemson had a chance. Obviously, there was the DeVoe tie-up in the backcourt, But I think as much as anything else was that the Mitchell three, Mitchell had just, like moments before, he had just yoked. And I don't think anyone even knew he had that in him, but he did. And then with a 6-point lead and about 2 minutes left, he got a look from three, and it was a good look. And when I saw that shot, when I saw him start to take that shot, I was thinking to myself, he's going to hit that, because he's a little bit of a streaky player anyway. And he almost felt like, you know, that dunk and everything else had him like in rhythm. But that shot missed. Had that shot gone in, it's a 3-point game. There's still 2 minutes left. Kansas is now panicking. They're in panic mode. And Clemson is now jacked up beyond belief. But I think this team, you know, felt like they gave everything they had and they didn't leave anything else. And I think they just feel proud. I think they feel proud of what they did and what they accomplished. And I think rightfully so. I mean, sure, there's an element of disappointment and not continuing the journey, but it wasn't sort of this overwhelming blackness that you sometimes feel in these situations. I mean, I think they felt pretty good about the way they represented and the way they came back. And even, you know, look, there's no moral victories, but in the way they lost, and that they, you know, they showed that grit that coach is always talking about. So, you know, it was a magical ride. There's no question about that. And this basketball team did about as much as they could have. They exceeded all expectations. And I think the future's bright for the program. You know, if those three players return, the ACC media does not pick Clemson within the top four teams next year, something is wrong. And quite honestly, I don't know how you don't put them ahead of Duke and North Carolina. And I know you Duke and North Carolina people won't like that. And again, I'm projecting based on my belief that those three players are probably going to return. if they do return, I don't know how you put put North Carolina or Duke above Clemson, other than it's tradition. Because from a playing standpoint, you know, we saw North Carolina, they got destroyed by a football school, and they lose Barry. So, you know, he's far and away their best player. If you want to tell me, well, they have incoming talent, great. I mean, you know, since when does Roy Williams master incoming freshmen? And from a Duke standpoint, well, they're going to have a whole new team. And, you know, I'm sorry. You know, Zion Williamson's not Marvin Bagley. He's a big, powerful, explosive kid who will play well at the collegiate level. But for those of you who think that he's has a three-point shot, I watched a little video again of him shooting the other night. He doesn't. It's going to be interesting to see how he fits in that Duke mix. I mean, and just how Duke utilizes him. I'm not sure why he chose Duke. I don't know that he fits particularly well within what Duke does. But regardless, Bagley is gone, and that's the big deal. Because, you know, all this talk about Duke's talent centers on that guy. You know, it centers on that guy. That backcourt, both those guys are flawed. Duval can't shoot at all. And Grayson Allen has many flaws. So, you know, that's the situation with that team. And they're going to start over. And quite honestly, these one-and-done teams, Kentucky, Duke, it's not working all that well. I would gladly take Clemson's three experienced guys of Reed, Mitchell, and Thomas if they return over any three guys that either one of those teams will have next year. That's right. I'm taking Clemson's three guys over any three that either one of those teams have in terms of winning basketball next year. I'm not talking about in terms of what they become in the pro level or anything else down the road. I'm talking about next year on the court winning basketball. I would gladly take Reed, Mitchell, and Thomas over any three guys on Duke or North Carolina. So, therefore, to me, I'll tell you right now, my projection next year for the ACC, assuming those guys return, is you can give me Virginia first, Clemson two, and then probably Duke three, North Carolina four, I guess. I even need to think about that. I don't even think that's a guarantee. Florida State may factor in there, especially if they use all 40 minutes on the clock. And let me tell you about Priority One. Priority One absorbed Blue Ridge Security. It was bound to happen. They were two like-minded companies founded on the same principles. It just made Priority One bigger and that much better. Priority One's one of the largest, actually they're the largest privately owned and operated company in the state of South Carolina and one of the top 25 security integrators in the whole country. Why Priority One? Well, they're family owned and operated. They're locally focused. They're involved in the community. When I say involved in the community, when we had the Tigers for Tatas campaign, which is a campaign that's near and dear to everyone's heart here, Priority One stepped up and matched every dollar we raised. They wrote a big check. These are the kind of people you want to do business with. Then add in the fact that they'll protect your loved ones, your family, your business like no one else can. And what other choice is there? Satisfaction guarantee, 90-day limited warranty, no false alarm guarantee, central monitoring, fastest response time in the industry because they're locally monitored video alarm system, total control app, exclusive service, Ring doorbell service. You can be away and monitor everything that happens. You can answer your door even when you're away. That's Priority One. Call them, find out what they can do to keep your family safe. 288-1400, 288-1400. That's priority one. Waltip Tula Road Rage, quick break. You want to get in? Now would be the time. 654-767. I'll be right back.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at lakesidelodgeclemson.com. That's lakesidelodgeclemson.com.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920. Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easley help you on the path to success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easley, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easley vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easley, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway, and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Zero turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $200 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering up to $200 off select residential lap bar zero turn mowers. The Cub Cadet RZTL series combines responsive lap bar controlled zero turn handling and outstanding comfort, giving you unmatched stability and versatility to help bring your lawn to life. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your local independent dealer and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's saves pros money every day. And this week, we're saving pros even more during Porter Cable Days. Look for special savings like up to 30% off select Porter Cable tools now through April 11th. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. See the Lowe's Pro Desk for Porter Cable Days and credit details. Offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Hey there, Easter Bunny here. You know, Easter is all about hiding things, like Easter eggs and the wrappers from all the chocolate you ate. But here's something for Easter you won't want to hide. An Easter Bunny celebration from Edible Arrangements. Delicious fresh fruit surrounded by chocolate-dipped pineapple bunnies and daisies. Plus Easter berries, fresh strawberries covered in gourmet chocolate and topped with a yellow, blue, or pink swizzle. Easter made sweeter at Edible Arrangements. Order at edible.com or hop on over to your local Edible Arrangements store today. Hop on over.
You've worked hard for several years. Now you need someone to work hard for you on your retirement planning. Where should you invest to reach your goals? Let the independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group develop a winning game plan for your future. Every client is unique and every solution is unique. It's your money and it's your future. Talk to the trusted professionals at Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or stop by the office on Pendleton Road next door to Max Drive-In.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. For 90 years, almost 90 years, they've been doing it the right way. I mean, there are a lot of great car dealerships on the Motor Mile. How many of them do you think will be there 90 years from now? To be in business 90 years, you have to do a lot of things right. More than anything else, you have to care about your customers. You have to make your customers your first concern. You know, at the end of the day, that's really what it's all about. It's what every business is about. You have to care about your clientele. You have to care about your customers. And George Coleman Ford has cared about their customers better than anybody in that industry. And that's why they've been such an incredible success for almost 90 years. Through good times and bad times, they've survived because when you treat people right, they know it. And they tell other people. And what you get is you get these type of reviews that I'm about to read you. And again, I pulled this randomly. You can do so yourself. You can go examine all the review sites, Google, check any you want for the reviews on George Coleman Ford. You're going to find virtually across the board, they're perfect. This is from Kyle. Kyle said, great car buying experience. 3 exclamation marks. Doug Taylor greeted me personally after I found a vehicle online and introduced me to Joe Wright. Both made me feel at home and made the whole experience quick and easy. Joe knows his stuff. I will definitely buy another vehicle in the future from the crew at George Coleman Ford. It's no wonder they've been a service to the upstate for so long. Great job and great service. You'll find the same thing. Cars cost less than travelers rest. Pre-owned vehicles cost less with a built-in weekly price drop until they sell, and there's never any dealer fees or service fees at George Coleman Ford. That's the George Coleman Ford difference. Go see him today. I promise you'll thank me later. You know, the one thing on the catch rule, they basically reverse engineered it. They went back to the start. Your requirements for that catch are now control, 2 feet or body part down, and then a football move or third step reaching, all these type of things. And they basically wanted to make all of the recent plays that we've seen that were ruled non-catches catches. And they're hoping that that satisfies everybody. We'll see. I think anytime you adjust a rule, you just wind up facing a new group of problems. But we'll see. You know, another thing I saw today is that.
Why don't they say that's the rule, live with it?
Well, see, I think they should have done that last year. I mean,
or how many times do we have to explain the rule? Quit worrying about it. That's the rule.
Well, look, I think the rule last year, the existing rule, was easy to understand and incredibly easy to officiate. I think that what they've done now has probably made it a little more complicated, but we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I don't mind them calling those plays catches. I mean, from a historical standpoint, they basically said, you know, we want to take it out to the sandlot field. And if you view it a catch out there, then it's probably a catch on our fields as well. So that's what that's how they looked at it. And we'll see. If there are any negative ramifications in the long run. You know, I saw a story earlier today. You know, Virginia loses their starting quarterback, Kurt Benkert, to the National Football League. He's going to be replaced by a guy named Bryce Perkins. Bryce Perkins is a JC transfer, and according to the people at Virginia, he's a freak of nature. He is a dual threat quarterback that's going to bring new life to the Virginia program, and they're going to need it. They lost a lot of key parts off that team from this past season. Guys like Andrew Brown, former 5-star recruit, Mike Kaiser, potential top 100 linebacker, Quinn Blanding, former 5-star recruit. They lost all those guys and their starting quarterback. So they are going to have a lot of pieces to replace, but this Bryce Perkins kid, they're really, really high on. They think he has incredible explosiveness, a strong arm. I don't have much to go on. He was at Arizona State. Bronco Mendenhall described him as dynamic, athletic, freak. I don't have much to go on. He was at Arizona State. When he was at Arizona State, he sustained a neck injury that was supposed to be career-ending. Well, apparently it wasn't career-ending. And he went to junior college where he led his team to the junior college national championship game last year. I think it was at Arizona Western, if I recall. And now he's going to be the starter at Virginia. He's already been named the starter. So he's already the starter at Virginia. He's entrenched. He was there for spring. It's going to be interesting to watch. Again, I don't have much to go on. I tried to go watch film on him, and the only film I can find is of him in high school. And he was certainly a dual threat quarterback in high school, but based on the film I was able to watch, I would not have expected this type of raving about his ability. So I want to see. I mean, maybe the kid is bigger, stronger, faster. I don't know. I don't know. According to all of his teammates, he is. Because it's not just Bronco Mendenhall is raving about him. It was every one of his teammates. So, you know, they've seen him in practice. They know what they're up against. All I can go by is this old high school film. And on the high school film, I would have said, well, he looks like a pretty good dual threat quarterback, but he wouldn't have been somebody who would I necessarily would have been concerned about, nor would I have expected him to be recruited by the major schools. So there's a little bit of a disconnect, but I'm interested to see what he looks like. And again, Virginia just offering glowing accounts of him. We are headed for the most interesting draft of my lifetime, in part because of the very unique quarterback situation, where we could conceivably have four quarterbacks go in the top, you know, 5, 6, 10 picks. And we could have as many as 6 go in round one. It's a unique situation. And it makes for a lot of movement, a lot of subterfuge, a lot of liar's poker around the draft. And there are still so many things that we don't know. And there's no consensus on the quarterback situation other than it appears that people have reached a consensus on Sam Darnold as being the best of the bunch. It appears. Although I'm hearing in Cleveland that their hierarchy is completely torn between Darnold and Josh Allen. And I would understand that if that was the case. But it's a really unique situation. Even Cleveland. Cleveland's taking guidance from a former NFL GM in McLuhan who runs a scouting service. And his guidance says he's telling him to take Baker Mayfield. They brought Bill Parcells in to consult about what direction he would go in, and I don't have any idea what he would go in, what direction he would go in, other than Parcells historically wanted college quarterbacks to play their whole career. He has a game total that he wanted them to play, that if they didn't play, I want to say it's 30 games. If he didn't play 30 games, that he wouldn't draft him. Well, that would disqualify a couple of these people. And ultimately, then you have Haslam, the owner, and you have Dorsey, who apparently don't like the same guy. So it's interesting right from the start. I even heard a suggestion today that Cleveland could take Bradley Chubb one to pair him with Myles Garrett. I don't see that. I mean, I think if you're Cleveland, you have to take the quarterback. And if you're sitting there and you're saying, well, you know, we don't have a particular one we like, I think that says something about you. I think you've got to be able to be decisive and eventually settle on one guy. But, you know, this whole draft situation just gets bigger and bigger and bigger every year. The entire draft is going to be covered on network TV this year, and College Game Day is hosting from there as well. They're going to be involved in it. Fox is broadcasting day two and three, simulcasting day two and three. And Troy Aikman and team are going to be heading up that group. So the draft continues to grow every single year at absolutely warp speed. And it is without question now one of the very biggest events in all of sports. I mean, it's the off-season Super Bowl, except that it involves teams from all over the country and fan bases from all over the country. And I think that's why so many people get engaged over it. But, I mean, it's just unbelievable. And also, you know, there's a fantasy element of it in the mock draft business that, like gambling and fantasy football, there's that element of it. So, you know, it just continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and there doesn't appear to be anything stopping it. Everybody wants a piece of it is what's really happening. And I personally, I've always loved it. I mean, I used to do 7 rounds of the mock draft every single year. And even now, you know, I have all sorts of boards and, you know, because I'm in the Huddle Report contest again this year against Kuiper and McShay and Mayock and, you know, Gil Brandt and all those people. Thank you, Jay. Jay says, you and Coward are the only ones I heard on the draft bandwagon a few years ago. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's remarkable how it's grown. But I'm in the, you know, the competition every year with those gentlemen and him again this year. And you know, I've been ranking players for months now. And it's a top 100 and a mock draft contest. And we'll see. I've ranked several hundred players and the top 100 is virtually settled. But, you know, it's funny, Ramona, because I'll look at it one day and then the next day I'll change it, you know. And
what is this, like the third week of April or something like that?
And ooh. You know, and so it's coming up, and every day I'll erase some names and add a few others and switch some out. You know, the worst one, I'll tell you that when we get back, I guess. But you want to get in 654-7627. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it better. They've been doing it the right way at Halt in the Greenville market for over 7 years. Their techs are all specialists on these vehicles, factory trained. They know them inside and out. Let me tell you something. If you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, the only people who know that car as well as you are my friends at First Class Halt. Mark and the gang opened up a second location in Clemson, or in Anderson, I should say, 4135 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. I've been there. You could eat off the floor. The bays are so clean. They know those vehicles inside and out. If this was a medical field, they would be a high-priced specialist. But, of course, they're not high-priced. They're priced well below the dealerships. But if you own one of those fine vehicles, trust me, you owe it to yourself to get out to First Class Halt. Call them today, 864-260-9600. 864-260-9600.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we
are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5 The Roar.
B4 Outdoors is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that provides veterans, wounded war heroes, at-risk youth, and the disadvantaged and disabled with life-changing outdoor experiences through hunting and fishing. Their first annual turkey hunting tournament fundraiser is set for April 7th. Great prizes and the awards banquet barbecue dinner are included. For information on tournament registration, sponsorships, or donations, or just to find out more about B4 Outdoors, log on to b4outdoors.com. Letter B, number 4, outdoors.com.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Hi, I'm John, the new owner of the Butcher's Block in Anderson. We've made a ton of changes to the way we serve you. The best meals are always farm to table, and that's what we do. Only the freshest ingredients from local produce. Literally a guy that has a farm stands. I know your day can be hectic, so we can take care of dinner for you with our pre-prepared meals are fresh and never frozen. Lots to choose from, including lasagna, chicken cordon bleu, stuffed flounder, chicken pot pie, and more. Ask about our pre-prepared packages like our picnic package with 4 half-pound burgers like no other. Our burgers are ground chuck, single grind, with filet mignon and ribeye fat only. You'll never taste another burger like this. If you haven't tried our meat and three, you have no idea what you're missing. The same fresh meat and produce with bread, dessert, and a drink included. If the meat and three is not your thing, we have a full deli menu with salads and our new chicken finger basket with fresh hand-cut french fries. Come see us at the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street, Anderson.
It's a great time to buy from George Coleman Ford, where SUVs cost less and travelers rest. 2018 Explorer XLTs, only $29,999. You heard that right, only $29,999. That price includes $3,500 in total rebates, plus tax and tag. And remember this, George Coleman Ford never sticks you with any hidden dealer fees. Check out their near-perfect customer service scores online at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers rest.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements. No one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you! And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Protect your hard-earned wages and bank accounts from IRS levies by calling the Green Law Firm. If the IRS has contacted you regarding past due taxes, be proactive and call David Green. With over 30 years of experience, the Green Law Firm will find the right solution for your tax problem. The sooner you call, the sooner you can have the peace of mind you deserve. Call 271-7940 for a free strategy session. That's 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal.
One of a kind, that's the word to describe 413 Design Studios, a nostalgic gem hidden in downtown Liberty. Debbie Chapman believes in designing a space that is unique to you. After 30 years in interior design, Debbie has brought her talents to the public. 413 Design Studios has something for everyone, from purses and baby clothes to antique pieces that have never been brought into the 21st century. Move over, Joanna Gaines. There's a new gal in town. You have to see it to believe it, so stop by 136 West Front Street in Liberty today.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.